Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider hair, makeup, and skin tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Welcome back to The Glowdown, guys.
Hey, Carlene.
Hi, Jill.
So we just had a little holiday here. Would you call it a holiday?
I don't think the 420 has earned its own holiday quite yet.
Oh, well, I figured if there was going to be a year that it would be official, it would be this year.
Right. Well, there was definitely a lot of celebrating going on this past weekend.
Yes.
I caught a lot of wafts of things happening in my backyard, which backs onto a lovely alley.
Well, as we know, legalize it. It's finally happened here in Canada.
Well, perfect timing, because we have partnered with Miss Grass to bring you a special cannabis-themed episode.
On the mic today, we have Anna Duckworth and Kate Miller. They are the founders of this female-driven website that W Magazine has called the Goop of Cannabis.
It's called Miss Grass, and it is the polar opposite of High Times Magazine, all that bro culture stuff. It's an elevated online shop that sells really elegant pipes, CBD lubes, celebrity-loved CBD gum drops, and beauty products like cannabis-infused face serums, masks, and lip balms.
So the site launched in January of 2018, and a big component and why I love it is just like it's an incredible resource to try to understand this burgeoning category.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really that online destination where you can be like, what is what? And try.
Yeah.
There's just so much info out there, and they're like that expert voice.
Yeah. So they've got an online publication right on Miss Grass where you'll find stories like how I faced my dispensary fear and found serenity. Honestly, relatable.
It's true, because a lot of people don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that education piece is first and foremost, and you'll find really practical info on there about cannabis basics, all the way up to really specific tips like the 8 best CBD products for a solid night's sleep.
And we caught up with them at an interesting time, because on April 1st, Ontario's first legal marijuana store opened up shop. There was a lineup down the street. Mm-hmm. It was all over the news. And there will be many more as the province wades through, you know, another couple of dozen licenses.
The news is just going to keep coming.
Yeah.
Without question. In many provinces and states, and I think it's just having a moment right now. On a personal level, it was really awesome to chat with Anna and Kate, because Anna is a native Canadian herself.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
She's based in LA now.
Yes. And she's in fact from the Maritimes, a fellow Maritimer. We really get around. We really do.
Bonding moment.
We were loving that. So next time we'll have to like kick back with like an Alexander Keith's or something.
Have a kitchen party.
Oh, you know it.
And Kate actually bought the domain for Miss Grass 10 years ago when she was a student at USC. So even then, she realized that there really wasn't anything in the cannabis space that spoke to women. So she was way ahead of the trend.
Absolutely. And she spent a decade working in the entertainment industry in Hollywood before coming back to the idea with Anna.
So many of you had questions on this topic in our Facebook chat room. In this episode, Anna and Kate tell us about their own experience using cannabis products to treat some of their personal health and beauty challenges, specifically celiac disease and psoriasis, which they have a lot of experience with.
If you're wondering why cannabis beauty might be beneficial in skincare or beauty products, CBD and other parts of the cannabis plant are known to be powerful anti-inflammatories. And, you know, as beauty editors, we know that inflammation is often the root cause of skin redness, sensitivity, acne, and even wrinkles.
But because it's been outlawed for so long, clinical trials are really in its infancy. Mm-hmm. I think dermatologists are just starting to wake up to the idea of CBD beauty. It's kind of like the Wild West, which is why we asked Anna and Kate to share some practical tips on how to shop and what to look for when it comes to legit cannabis beauty.
So without further ado, here are the founders of Miss Grass.
Love the name. Since we're a beauty podcast, we definitely want to have you help shed some light on that. Can you help us first just with the bare basics, like what is CBD and what impact it can have on your skin?
Yeah, so CBD, it stands for cannabidiol. It's the non-psychoactive or one of the non-psychoactive compounds found in the cannabis plant. It is one of the most studied. The other most studied is THC, which is tetrahydrocannabinol. Tetrahydrocannabinol is the compound that makes you high. So anytime that you've been feeling, you know, weird and on edge and having that weird experience on cannabis as like a new consumer, that's because of the THC, not because of the CBD. Mm-hmm. And so I think the uptick in interest in CBD is that it offers all kinds of therapeutic benefits without the psychoactivity or the high. It's important for everybody to understand that the cannabis plant has over 100 cannabinoids or cannabis compounds, of which CBD and THC are just two. They're the most well-studied, the most well-understood, certainly, but there are so many more that have therapeutic benefits. And so Miss Grass is really leaning into understanding the full potential of the plant. And so right now, yes, there's a lot of hype around CBD, and for good reason. It's an incredibly powerful cannabinoid, and we love it, and Kate and I use it daily, both internally and topically. But it is not it is not the exclusive property around cannabis that is beneficial, and certainly not the exclusive one that we should be talking about in relation to healing, beauty, or holistic health and beauty from the inside out.
Is it true that we have endocannabinoids in our system, and that's why when you apply CBD, even topically, you're able to get those benefits? Maybe you can just explain that.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good way to put it. So effectively, our bodies have these this network of receptors called the endocannabinoid system. Sometimes you'll see it written out as ECS. The ECS effectively allows our bodies to respond to cannabinoids introduced externally from, say, a cannabis plant, as if they were created by our body. And the reason for that is that the endocannabinoid system, which exists in the body, actually produces endocannabinoids or cannabinoids on its own. When we're feeling stressed or depleted in any way, there's usually a deficit in cannabinoids that your body is able to produce. And the reason we want our bodies to produce these cannabinoids is because it helps with inflammation, it helps with homeostasis, balance, pain relief, a whole host of conditions and symptoms. And so the beauty of the cannabis plant is because cannabinoids exist in the cannabis plant in such a high potency, we can actually introduce them artificially into the body, and they behave very similarly to the ones that we produce naturally. So it's like a lock and key mechanism. So basically, mm-hmm. there are receptors in the endocannabinoid system, and then when the cannabinoids are introduced into the body via whatever mode of ingestion you're consuming your cannabis, they bind to these receptors. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of where the benefit is.
Anna, have you found that cannabis has helped you with celiac disease?
So celiac basically renders you in a state of constant inflammation. I always talk about it like I'm running at a deficit compared to my friends. And, mm-hmm. you know, as I get older, so I'm now, you know, 34, I'm able to, I have such a better handle on my body and what's going on, and a lot more agency just because I have more self-esteem. I know who I am. I know what works for me and what doesn't. But when you're younger, I think in particular, and there's a lot of pressure to stay up late and not sleep and drink a lot and do other, you know, naughty things, your body is always kind of struggling. And so for me, you know, as soon as I eliminated those types of behaviors, not just drinking, but, you know, like not exercising enough, not eating the right food, not sleeping enough, the inflammation started to really go down. But it really wasn't until I identified that I, in fact, had celiac disease, eliminated gluten completely, and started to introduce anti-inflammatory tools like cannabis that I started to see a complete and total change in how I was able to function and, frankly, what I look like.
And Kate, I know that you have psoriasis. So can you shed a little bit of light about how the cannabis plant helps you topically to kind of tamper those symptoms that you deal with?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's also something that I've suffered with since, geez, I think the first sign of psoriasis was when I was like 6 years old or something. And earlier, you know, it was much worse. And I would say that partly I've been able to find things like cannabis that has helped it over the years get a lot better. But earlier I was using every type of steroid cream. I was going to light therapy. I actually was doing injectables, self-administered injectables every other week. And it wasn't until a girlfriend of mine read something about cannabis being known as an immune modulator, which psoriasis is an autoimmune disease. So she had recommended that I try a cannabis topical. This is now in probably like 2008, was the first time that I tried cannabis topically. And I saw immediately benefits from just it being a moisturizer, it helping with the inflammation. And now I take both cannabis, I use it topically for my psoriasis, as well as I actually use the Two Rise tincture that we sell on Miss Grass. I use that daily under my tongue. I leave it under my tongue for about 30 seconds before I swallow it. And I've seen tremendous results.
And can you tell us what's your favorite one, like, that you've tried?
Currently, I'm using Dr. Kirkland's moisturizing lotion, and I use that topically. Psoriasis on my scalp, so I've also found that the Apothecana oils work quite well, but because I have it on my scalp, I tend to, like, lean more towards less oily substances so that I don't have to shampoo my hair four times to get it out.
Let's pause for a moment to hear about one of our show sponsors. You know, we're all about embracing all sizes here on Breaking Beauty Podcast. Well, Third Love is all about bras and underwear for everybody. They offer 78 bra sizes with bands ranging from 30 inches to 48 inches. And they even have half cup sizes. Finally.
So smart. They've definitely got the right idea. I tried the online fit finder quiz to figure out which bra best suits me, and it literally only took 60 seconds, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, that question where there's all those illustrations of breast shapes so you can find your closest match. I was shook.
Honestly, your shape really does really play into how a bra fits. Anyone who's ever breastfed, like myself, can attest to that. By the time all is said and done, your bras, like, you got to get rid of them and get some new ones.
Start fresh. Third Love uses data points generated by millions and millions of women who have taken this online fit finder quiz. They design bras with breast size and breast shape in mind for that perfect fit.
The fabric feels great too. I ordered the 24/7 Pima cotton t-shirt bra. I'm wearing it right now. It's super soft and definitely comfortable.
I love that I can try it on at home with, like, different outfits. No more awkward fitting room experiences with a lady coming at you with a tape. And it's 100% fit guarantee.
That's amazing. Well, Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering all of our listeners 15% off your first order when you go to thirdlove.com/breakingbeauty.
That's right. Go to thirdlove.com/breakingbeauty now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
Now back to today's episode. This is such a growing area in beauty. How do you know when a product is legitimate or is just like a different form of the Body Shop's hemp on a rope from the 90s? Like, how do you guys vet your products?
Yeah, absolutely. So we can tell you a little bit about how we vet products, but you're absolutely right, which is also going back to the importance of being educated consumers in this space where there's a lot of hype around the plant. There's a lot of hype around CBD. It seems like every brand and everyone is hitching their wagon to the CBD star right now and coming out with products that may, you know, be marketed as if they have the substance in it, which they may not. So, for instance, hemp seed oil, that is not the same as CBD. So for us at Miss Grass, it's something that we really focus on the vetting process. We have an extensive onboarding process before we partner with any brand and sell their product on our site. And that starts with getting a number of samples that our team, as well as industry experts across different industries in beauty and wellness and health, try out. And then it moves on over to an in-depth review of third-party lab results. And for that, we're looking for ingredients to make sure that there's only clean ingredients in their product, as well as proper listing of the dose. So, you know, making sure that if this lotion has 100 milligrams of CBD in it, that that's actually what is in it. So we do that, and then it moves on over to onboarding. So I would say, especially at this stage when, in general, consumers are still learning a lot about this plant and the potential, I think it's really important to find brands that are trusted, that they know that they're doing the vetting for them.
In all of the vetting that you do, what has been the most BS product that has come across your desk and you're like, there is no way that there is CBD in this?
I mean, there are so many, right? I mean, this is the thing with any trend du jour, you know, everybody is like co-opting the ingredient in whatever way they can. And because there is, again, no governing body that like knows anything about cannabis regulating this, it's just so easy to get stuff under the radar. So you're starting to see like actually, like civilians on patrol, like calling out these brands. You'll see it a lot on social media once you start to pay attention, where it's like a major brand that's being sold in Sephora, let's say, where, you know, they are using language and imagery that suggests that there's cannabis in the product or CBD, but in fact, there isn't. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to watch how powerful that that sort of lobbying of brands actually is by just regular people on the internet. But you do see it all the time. I mean, I don't really know how to point to it without naming brands, but just like be mindful when you're out there shopping and you see a product with a cannabis leaf on it and you look at the ingredients, you might even see the word cannabis. But be mindful of whether or not it includes the ingredient that you're actually looking for, which in many cases, in beauty at least, people are looking for CBD. And that's a very specific ingredient that is not hemp seed oil.
What about cannabis sativa seed oil? I've seen that in a lot of beauty products lately, like hair products and skincare products. Is that beneficial or is that bunk?
So cannabis sativa seed oil is not CBD. There are still benefits to a lot of these ingredients. I think it's just about representation, making sure that we understand, you know, why is that ingredient being included? Is it actually beneficial or for the purposes that the product suggests, or is it just there to sort of hike up the price tag and make it get a good placement on the shelf?
So when people are shopping for any trendy skincare ingredient, we'll often look to the label to see where it falls on that ingredients list. And we know typically for it to have any potency, it should be closer to the top to be really beneficial. Is that true of CBD?
In cannabis, I think this is a category where I wouldn't expect it to be the top ingredient. In fact, in many cases, it will be the last ingredient in the list. But in terms of dose, this is a really big and highly contested question that is different when it comes to a topical. And so with topicals, you know, the doses are very different than they might be with an ingestible like a sublingual tincture or a vaporizer. And each mode of ingestion varies dramatically. You're not going to find one, you know, person or resource that's going to tell you definitively what the right dosage for dose is for any of these modes of ingestion or for any particular condition you might be trying to treat. And I know that's not helpful in the least. However, it is the current climate, and sort of what we've found is, you know, we know that all the products that are on MissGrass.com are products that have been tried by this team of advisors, as Kate mentioned, that it's met the MissGrass highest standard. We strongly believe and get behind all of these products. They work and have worked for all of the people who we've handed them to. But I think for everybody who's trying a product, you know, we're never prescriptive. We're not doctors. We don't say that, you know, this product is going to heal or cure all of your problems. We view cannabis and any sort of product as part of like a much bigger, much more holistic approach to self-care and wellness.
On your website, you sell Vertli CBD-infused lip and skin balm, and the key ingredient is cannabidiol. I know I'm saying that wrong, but cannabidiol, I'm doing my best. What's the benefit of CBD versus cannabis sativa seed oil then?
So cannabidiol is actually just the full word for CBD. CBD is the acronym. So, you know, that's the other problem, right? Because this industry is so unregulated at the moment, because hemp in particular, so all the products that we sell in MissGrass are hemp derived, and which means it's federally legal, right? Which is great, but it's still considered an unregulated market versus like the THC market, which is considered the regulated market, which is sold only in legal states or in Canada in regulated stores. But the problem with the unregulated market is that there are no sort of standard rules around language and how we label things. And so that goes back to what Kate was talking about earlier. Like, the consumer desperately needs education and handholding through this whole process, because like, for the regular person to know what cannabidiol extract is, that it actually just means CBD, is, you know, it's insane. And in terms of the therapeutic benefits, you know, CBD is widely considered to be a much more therapeutic property.
And I wanted to ask you, just before we move on, what's your take on CBD in makeup? Do you need CBD in your mascara, for instance?
Great question. And in the nature of the not shit-talking game, I don't want to mention any brands, but I would say save your money. CBD, you know, a lot of times, especially in beauty, people are drawn to CBD products for its anti-inflammation properties. We're seeing that first and foremost. So obviously, you don't need that, unless I have weird lashes that I don't know of, but I'm definitely not looking for anti-inflammatory lash serums or anything. So yeah, so I mean, it goes back to what we were saying around CBD is hot right now. And even last time we were in New York, you walk by every single cafe and they're charging you $5 extra for a small little drop of CBD in any drink, where the bioavailability of that is barely nothing. So again, save your money. But yeah, I mean, I think it again goes back to just like being educated on why you're actually using CBD and going in with intention. For me, I'm using CBD for its anti-inflammatory properties as well as its moisturizing properties when I'm using it in my beauty routine. I'm also using other parts of the cannabis plant for different reasons. But for me, I'm looking for the anti-inflammatory properties of CBD. So I'm drawn more to lotions and beauty serums and things that actually I could benefit from that.
Let's give some love to one of our show sponsors today.
You know what I could really use in my life right now, Carlene? It's a morning routine.
Okay, explain.
So I'm a freelancer. We both are. Oh my gosh, every single day is different. So I feel like I need some anchors in my life to make sure that I stay on track every single day and get through it. So like, wake up at the same time, which is a lot easier to do in the spring, dust off my Instapot, make those egg bites at home instead of buying them out all the time.
Yeah, well, you're going to save money. You're going to be healthier. You're going to feel more balanced. This is a good direction.
Totally. But the biggest adulting move that I've made is trying to incorporate more vitamins into my daily routine just to help me feel like I'm at my healthiest.
Definitely. I feel the same. The thing is, I don't have time to go to a naturopath. I'm pretty much lost in a health food store. So I find it really hard to figure out what supplements I should be taking, what I should be buying. That's why I really like taking the easy online quiz we did for Care of Vitamins. It polled us about our diet, lifestyle choices, what concern I wanted to address at the time. Like, I'm tired. 3 o'clock, my head hits the table. I need a nap.
Yeah, the online quiz was really fun. It only took 5 minutes to get my specific scientifically backed list of recommendations for vitamins and protein powders that I can add into my daily routine. So my quiz recommended that I needed B complex, vitamin D after that long winter, plus magnesium, iron, and milk thistle. And milk thistle is really good to help clear out your liver.
Well, don't be looking at me for that. The personalized Care of subscription box gets sent right to your door every month with bundled daily packs. They're great for busy on the go people like me, and they even say your name on them.
Love a monogram moment.
We want our listeners to get spring started on the right foot as well. So we're sharing an exclusive promo code for US listeners. Go to takecareof.com. Enter the promo code BREAKINGBEAUTY50 and get 50% off your first Care of order.
Once again, for our US-based friends, that's 50% off your first order. Head to takecareof.com and enter the promo code BREAKINGBEAUTY50.
Now back to today's show. So looking ahead to the future of cannabis beauty, how much do you think dermatologists are going to start to play into legitimizing CBD and skincare, especially when it comes to claims about reducing inflammation, which we know is linked to redness, acne, and even wrinkles?
A lot. We actually work with a dermatologist in New York right now on a lot of our editorial stuff. And she's a huge proponent. And everyone's like, yeah. Does she have a hand in some type of a CBD deal, or does she have a brand of her own or whatever? And she doesn't. She has no stake in any cannabis brands of any kind. She's just a big, big proponent of the plant for skincare. So we know, you know, for example, there have been studies that show that cannabis, CBD in particular, reduces sebum production, which helps alleviate the symptoms of acne. We know that it's hyper moisturizing, which obviously helps mitigate signs of aging. So I think the potential for CBD and for cannabis to be used for skincare is endless. But we're, you know, I think even if you don't subscribe to that stuff, fine. At a minimum, we can all agree that clean beauty is everything, and that CBD and cannabis allows us to have just one other incredibly effective ingredient in just, you know, doing the regular things that we look to normally toxic ingredients to do.
What's the dermatologist's name who you're working with?
So the doctor who we regularly lean on for support around skincare questions as it relates to cannabis is Dr. Mona Gahara, and she's based in New York City.
So tell us, what is the best-selling beauty product on Miss Grass, and why do people love it?
Apothecana is a brand that we sell on Miss Grass that is definitely a fan favorite. It's one of my favorites as well, and we have multiple SKUs that we carry, and they come in both lotion and oil, and they have a spray as well, also targeting different need states. So there's, I think, like 5 different need states for calm, for regular moisture.
Circulation, pain, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their pain spray is one of my favorites. I actually use it after I work out and I have sore muscles. So that's one of our number one bestsellers, the Apothecana pain spray, cool. As well as the Everyday Lotion performs extremely well on Miss Grass.
And personally, I love the Apothecana Everyday Face and Body Oil. I use it on my face morning and night.
What do people love about it?
Well, so the products that Kate, the spray that Kate was just talking about for working out, that one's definitely for pain. But the one that I'm talking about, the Everyday Face and Body Oil, I mean, that is like purely a beauty product. It's just moisturizing, anti-inflammation. It just makes my skin really beautiful and I don't break out as much when I use it. But I was going to say, actually, one of my favorite products is kind of an unconventional beauty product. Okay. It's an eye cream, but it's for your vagina. And I'm like completely obsessed. And it launched, I don't know, in the last few months. We got it on Miss Grass. It was actually handed to me at a party, sort of like tucked under my arm while I was in conversation with someone else. And then with a, like a little flirty whisper that was like, this is going to change your life. And then I went home and I was like, what is this? I opened it up and it's like, this is eye cream for your vagina. It's got like this beautiful, like very light sort of oil finish. We've all applied like creams to our vaginas for whatever one reason or another. And they're really gross. And this is like this beautiful oil. That's just like one part of our sort of beauty and self-care routine that I think there's been so much shame around our whole lives. And, you know, the extent to which we're allowed to care for our vagina is get, you know, a bikini wax or something. And anything beyond that, like anything that goes like actually a little bit more internal or might be like beyond the fold, so to speak, we're not allowed to explore when it comes to like beauty and self-care down there. I'm so excited about this product. It's called Happy Clam, of all things. It's by a brand called Quimrock. It's absolutely magnificent.
So does it help with dryness? Is that the main purpose?
It helps with dryness, but it also helps with just general inflammation. It smells so nice. And I apply it like all over my bikini line too, which is great for any ingrown hairs.
So I know you sell Lord Jones, and I think that was one of the OGs in this space. So you sell their cannabis products exclusively, is that right?
We are the exclusive cannabis e-com partner for Lord Jones. So we sell everything that you see on Miss Grass now. We have tinctures, we have gummies, which are incredible. And that, I would say, is our best selling SKU for Lord Jones, the CBD gummies. Okay. And we have their lotion as well.
Okay, I've got a question for you. Why is it that CBD products make some people relaxed and other people get paranoid? And what are some good rules of thumb so you don't get too high?
So anything on Miss Grass doesn't have any THC in it. And that's just because we work in the federally legal market. So we ship all across the U.S. And nothing will get you high. So no danger there. If you get something on Miss Grass, you're not going to get paranoid. But if you're in Canada or you're looking to, you know, shop across legal recreational states in the U.S. in dispensaries, there are definitely some good rules to follow. One of them is always have CBD in your back pocket if you're experimenting with cannabis and you're new here. The reason for that is CBD actually behaves as an antidote to THC. So when you feel too high, and this is like a magic trick truly, but when you feel too high, just take some CBD. It will really help to mitigate those feelings and you'll be right as rain in no time.
I wish I had that on New Year's Eve.
Yes. Equip yourself with some CBD anytime you're ready to dabble. So that's first things first. And then after that, you know, we always just say start low, go slow. So, you know, don't overdo it. Realize that if you're taking a tincture or an edible, those things take longer to activate. A tincture takes less time than an edible. An edible can take anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, which is like really a really strange window, frankly, when you're just waiting for something to kick in, especially if you're in a social setting that you might not even be there for more than 2 hours. But wait the full 2 hours before you dose up on an edible. With a tincture, it can kick in as quickly as, you know, 30 minutes. So that's a little bit more helpful. But when you smoke or vaporize, it can actually kick in as little as a minute. And so, or even less. But I think personally for me, if you're going to start experimenting with cannabis, it's always better to know how you're going to feel sooner rather than later. So I like to recommend that people smoke flower or vaporize to begin. And if they're really opposed to smoking or vaporizing, then I would put them on a super low dose edible. To be honest, you guys don't have those in Canada, at least in the like regulated market yet. Justin, step it up. But in California, at least, we have really amazing like low dose edibles that are so low dose that for people like Kate and I who consume cannabis all the time, we don't even notice it. But I always bring them home for the holidays for my family and everybody just gets like properly lifted at Christmas dinner. And that dose is 2.5 milligrams of THC. And that is truly a low, low dose for an edible. So I would say start there, wait 2 hours before you dose up.
Okay, our last question is a fun one. We notice a lot of celebrities are really big into cannabis beauty. And we saw on Instagram recently that Kim Kardashian announced she wants to have a CBD-themed baby shower. What would you buy her as a gift if you were a guest?
Ooh, I was so delighted when I read that headline. It's so fun. What would I bring as a gift? Well, probably not CBD because I'm sure she's going to have a lot of that.
I would love to get high with the Kardashians.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be so fun? A bunch of
pre-rolled joints. Hey guys.
We'd bring real weed.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.